You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the spoken edition of Wired.
Fighting a wildfire in Texas. Building a network to connect 40 million people to the internet. Cutting pollution with chainsaws. Hear Chubb customers tell their stories at chubb.com/podcast. And stay tuned after the show to hear how a family moved to Napa and created one of the largest private wineries in the world.
Eagles versus Seahawks analysis. Why Russell Wilson's forward pass looks backward. By Retta Lane. During Sunday's NFL game between the Seattle Seahawks and the Philadelphia Eagles, Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson makes a pretty nice move. After taking the ball and running with it, he makes a quick pitch off to the side while faking out the defender. Looks pretty cool, but it probably wasn't legal. In the NFL, once you cross the line of scrimmage, you can only toss the ball backward. This should have been a penalty for an illegal forward pass, but it looks like he got away with it. But was it really a forward pass? Well, yes. It's not so easy to tell if you watch it in real time, but going frame by frame, it's much clearer. Wilson tosses the ball when he is at the 46.5-yard line. The running back, Mike Davis, catches it at the 47.5-yard line. That's a pass that goes 1 yard forward, so a forward pass. Just to further drive the point home, I used my favorite video analysis techniques using tracker video analysis to get the position of both Wilson and the ball as he runs down the field. I can plot red data that shows the position of Russell Wilson in the direction of the field, the X direction, and the blue data as the position of the ball. I can also, just for fun, fit a linear function to the data for the straight parts to get the velocity in that direction. During the toss, Wilson is running at 4.55 meters per second, or 10.2 miles per hour, while the ball has an X velocity of 1.27 meters per second. But since the ball has a positive X velocity, it is indeed a forward pass. Illegal. It's okay if you thought it was a backward pass. It's also okay if Russell Wilson thought it was a backward pass, because in the reference frame of the quarterback, it is a backward pass. Let me give you a simple analogy. Suppose you're in a car driving 30 miles per hour along a road. While it's driving, you take a football and throw it backward from the car with a speed of 10 miles per hour. From your viewpoint, in a car moving 30 miles an hour, it looks like the ball is traveling in the backward direction at 10 miles per hour. However, if you are on the ground and stationary looking at the car, the ball would still be moving forward with a speed of 20 miles per hour. That's 30 miles per hour minus 10 equals 20 miles per hour. And that's exactly what's going on here. We, as humans, tend to view the ball with respect to the moving thrower. On top of this, the camera pans with the motion of the runner. This also encourages us to view from the reference frame of the runner. So, in a sense, we're tricked into thinking it's a backward pass. If you make an animation with a stationary worldview, that's how it would appear if the camera didn't move, and from this view, it's pretty clear the ball moves forward. Velocity is always relative to your frame of reference, but of course it's only a penalty if the referees decide to flag it.
This podcast was made possible by Chubb. Hear how this family created one of the largest private wineries in the world right now. We started making wine in 1948, one bottle at a time. Today, we produce nearly 20 million cases a year. Chubb has helped us grow for the past 30 years. They helped us prevent equipment problems during harvest and provided guidance when we started exporting internationally. Now we're working with them on cybersecurity. My grandfather taught me to make a wine that overdelivers. Chubb overdelivers. Hear more stories at chubb.com/podcast.